Hargy, hargy. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's my baddest giggle?
David giggles. It's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
Giggles is going all out. And we got some speakers going on here. Because we got some people in the audience who want to listen.
Maybe we do. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling okay. A little bit.
Bring yourself up a little bit.
How about now?
Oh, you sound really good.
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah.
Man, if you look as good as I sound, I'll tell you what. We got Plan B McGee in the studio.
Plan B McGee, always in the studio.
And right now,
so Plan B.
I do that
every time, man.
Every time.
Every time.
What's happening?
It's gonna happen. It's cool. That's my boy Johnny. He just had a baby. Yeah.
Ugh.
You gotta love him.
That kid.
All right. So last night was the big night out for you.
Oh man, it was a good night.
Plan B bailed on us at some point. Then you had to work.
And I got to work today, and there was a Heineken light in my purse.
Oh, nice. Where'd you get that?
Ooh, that's awkward.
I brought it from my house to the BYOB place, but I didn't finish it.
Oh. You didn't finish it?
Because we had bigger fish.
Oh, I remember when we left, yeah.
I put it back in the purse.
If you're hearing a little music in the background, that's because Aaron Lavigny and Ryan Guerra are rehearsing in my bedroom right now.
In your bedroom, where the magic happens.
With the door closed.
With the door closed.
I hope they don't find anything dirty in there.
What do you think they'd find in there?
Well, I don't know, you know.
I just got a weird look from over there. From the other side of the room.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so last night you got pretty drunk.
No, I was all right.
Did I miss really good?
No.
Drunk Bradley?
I had a Red Bull, and that kind of...
You had a Red Bull? Well, you had a bunch of shots.
Ugh.
Which
freaking SoCo Curtis.
You fight everyone, but you still took them, which is, you know, that's something you got to do as a birthday boy. You got to be able to take those shots.
Yeah, you got to be able to take them.
Here's a, I'm Dave, of course, and across from me is my good buddy Giggles.
Giggles. Emily, stop moving that mic. Please.
Sorry. It's okay. Just, I have to sit sideways to look at
it. It's okay, guys. It's okay. So, our number is 646-915-9228. Give us a call. We're here for you. And why don't you turn all those on so we know what's going on? It's cool. We'd see. That's what we have to make sure that it's working. We didn't turn it on, but now we're good.
It feels like a minnow, like a bathtub, like a bathroom. Right
it
now.
Does sound like a bathtub, but it might just be the headphones because you have the speakers going.
Why do you have the speakers on?
Because I wanted.
Yeah,
that sounds so much better.
Oh, there it
just
is.
Just normal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So 646-915-9228. Give us a call. We're here for you. We're taking your calls. You know, we're here's something that I want to address to the public. And if you're out there, call in and tell us, like, if this is a faux pas or not. If you're going to give a gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking over at someone. If you're going to give a gift to a birthday boy and you give a gift as a flask,
mm-hmm.
Is it appropriate to give it full?
God, they're
yes,
like
I think
rubbing
it's,
it in.
It's
I didn't
a,
know.
It's a faux pas. It's a big faux pas.
I got him a nice flask. I spent all this
see,
money.
No. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Call up and say if I'm wrong. Maybe
all
it's okay.
All they could say was, it's bad luck to not give it filled.
It was a nice flask,
I'm
though.
I'm not made of money. It is nice.
It was a very
like
nice
leather
flask.
On the outside.
It's just, you know, I think it's like, all right, you get this flask. It's nothing in it.
I would have put like a Miller Lite in there or something. I would have if I'd known.
These guys are jamming out.
Yeah,
man.
They're going.
That's
going
the most.
Hard.
That's the most music that's ever been made in that room.
Hey.
Oh,
that was not.
That makes beautiful
not,
music
not,
in that.
That hurts.
So.
True.
It's not. Wow. Yeah. All right. So what
so
else?
So you're
is
really
on?
Asking the public if?
I just want to know if I'm wrong. I want to know if I'm wrong.
No, you just want to prove me even
maybe
more
you're
wrong.
Maybe you're
I've
wronger.
Already been proven.
You're wronger.
Let's move on to another topic.
What's that?
Did you get that cigar?
No, I never got the cigar.
And I'm should have given you the cigar. So we were supposed to be in our brand new studio.
Let's talk about that.
We were supposed to be in our brand new studio this week.
Oh, really?
And the guy hosed us. So
what did he do? What happened?
He just got shady. He was shady from the start.
Shady from the start. Yesterday, I get a text message from our would-have-been roommate, Sean.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And he said, hey, man, I just wanted to reach out and talk to you about what happened. And I was like, it's cool that Shady Mike, that Shady douchebag, just like really
hosed us.
And he wrote back and he said, it really wasn't shady. It was like, it was just more not a good communication thing. I'll tell you more about it later. I haven't heard from him yet.
Yeah.
But I am interested to find out what exactly went down.
He's got a studio. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. But we just, something happened. I think they didn't like us.
Yeah.
And that was the end of it.
We steamrolled them.
We did steamroll them. Tell them what happened with that.
Yeah. I don't even know. I gotta get my coffee.
You're drinking coffee?
I'm drinking coffee.
Jeez. Yeah. Mm. Wow.
You're probably intimidated by you guys, like how professional
you
are.
Well, you are intimidating.
And, like, your equipment and everything.
So let's talk about what's happening right now. Nuclear reactors in Japan ready to go off. Is it
Japan? All right, is it the end of the world?
I think so.
Those pictures on the Daily News and stuff were like hell on earth. It really looked like
it's really
hell
bad.
On earth.
It's awful.
And it's not even like tsunamis that you got to worry about. You got to worry about taking a bus to Mohegan Sun. Did you hear about that on the way back?
With the Bronx, Bronx split in half. 14 people died.
Yeah.
Got
a lot
decapitated.
Of them were beheaded.
Geez, coming back from like a, you know. Can you imagine you have a good day of winnings at Mohegan Sun and then you come back and you lose your head?
You're like $2,000 up and then you come back and you're life down.
No head.
That freaked me out. Like, you never feel safe.
I don't feel safe with other people. Like, buses, you know, you can't really trust those guys. They go back and forth. They're losing sleep.
You can't trust them.
No.
I mean, you just can't trust them.
He says, the driver says somebody cut him off, but, you know.
The police don't believe him.
The police don't believe it. But, you know.
What kind of bus was it? It wasn't like a Fonghua.
It was one of those luxury.
It was like a coach.
It was like a coach.
Yeah.
Oh, like Peter Pan or something?
Yeah, with like the rainbow seats.
Okay, so get this.
All right,
last week, I broke back into the catering circuit.
Okay.
And come back in there.
It's a big topic I want to talk about in a second.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So get back in there, and it's the roast, the after party for the roast for Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
He had a roast?
He had a roast. So
that's why you have the Donald Trump water bottle sitting there.
Out of all the people who I don't think could take having a roast, it would be Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I just think he'd be sitting there getting super pissed off and not really enjoying himself. Could you take a roast of yourself?
Yeah, I take it every day.
Yeah, you do.
That's true. That's true. Could you take a roast of yourself, Plan B?
I don't know. It depends. If they got,
I mean, people
like,
would
really
be pretty nasty.
Dirty, then no. Of course I couldn't take it.
You wouldn't be able to take it.
I can't even take, like, constructive criticism.
So, idiots. Guests. Because there was two floors. Get this. It was two floors. The top floor was the VIP, and the bottom floor was, like, the groundlings.
Okay.
And so I was bartending at the bottom floor with all, like, the people that, you know, were, like, guests and stuff like that. Guy comes up to me. People were just getting wasted. He's like, yo, give me a vodka and a goose. And I was like, what? And I think he wanted like a Grey Goose and soda.
That makes sense to
And
me.
I was like, you're an idiot. Like I said it, you know, I didn't say that to him. But I was like, you want a vodka and a goose? And I just looked at people like, what are you doing? This other lady comes up, stumbling, blonde chick. She's stumbling,
drunk as
a skunk. Comes up to me and I like was about to suggest water. You know what she asked for?
What'd she ask
for? Two shots of Jameson.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm telling you, man. These kids.
And a side of vodka and
Is it your responsibility to, like, notify people that that they should be cut off, or you just keep giving?
Here's the thing with catering and bartending.
All right.
When I've been bartending, I used to, like, be like, oh, I'm going to make you a nice drink. Now, I don't really care. Somebody comes up to me drunk, I'll put a tiny, tiny bit of vodka in there, and then the most soda. Honestly, what are they going to do? Take
so you're
it back?
Looking out for
I'm looking out for them. If I see them really drunk, I'll put, like, a touch of liquor in there just so it's, like, a taste.
So they got something.
Yeah. And unless they're tipping you, like, they can't really say anything. Oh, would you like that? Well, I love when they come up to me and they're like, hey, give me a whiskey, you know, whiskey and ginger and make it sing.
Sure.
You know, I'm like, what?
Make it sing.
Make it sing. He's like heavy on the whiskey. I was like, really?
Make it sing.
I've never heard that.
How about you like heavy that. Some tip, you know, my way, if you want me to make you a nice drink.
How was the tips? Like, what's the better tips to add to the worst tips? Who gives the better tips?
Better tips are usually like the nice guy. The nice ugly guy. But the best
guys. Plus, so guys like you.
I was hoping a pretty girl sees him tip generously.
Yeah, definitely. But so a lot of douchebags. But it was a good.
So did you have a good like Trump story? Did you meet the man?
I didn't see him.
You didn't see him.
Did he shave his head?
He should.
I saw a commercial and it looked like his head was shaved.
You should shave your head.
No.
You should shave your head.
No.
You like
get rid of those gold.
You and Samurai Joe. You
need
Samurai Joe.
Do you like the hair or should I cut it?
Yes, I like it. I got
a lot of flack last night from people saying they don't like the hair.
From who?
From guys.
From like guys?
I think they're all just jealous.
They're jealous.
They're a little jealous.
From who? Samurai Joe or?
No, Curtis.
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 Curtis. Mm. He's probably listening.
I think these guys rehearsed.
Sure.
All right.
They just rocked it out
in my room.
I like it.
I hope they were playing music.
So here's one thing that I want to talk about that I want people to call in, and I'm sure you guys have stories about this. And the guys who just joined us, grab some headphones, grab your microphone,
grab a tall boy,
and we'll get in here.
Are there tall boys?
There are tall boys
there
in the fridge.
There are tall boys in the fridge. At home, grab a tall boy.
Thank you very much.
What is...
Help this guy out with the guitar. He's putting the guitar on the tile.
He's all right. He's got it under control.
All right.
He knows what he's doing.
Arm. No, it's not bad.
What is your worst restaurant experience?
When I took my family out to Stamati's, that Greek place.
Okay. In Astoria?
In Astoria. I took like 8 of them out. And I wanted to pay for everybody. I wanted to like get everybody food. You know,
we had a
great meal. The food was good, but the waiter kept pushing. He's like, "You sure you don't want entrees? You sure you don't want something else?" I was like, "No, this is fine." And then when I tried to like when he gave me the bill, he crossed out the tip section and it's like, "We like our tips in cash." I was like, "So you don't really give me a choice?"
No choice.
So, I crossed it out and I said, "Nope, I'm going to give you my tip on the credit card and here's the tip." And I like gave him a 25% tip just to be like that nice jerk,
to be the nice jerk, ugly guy.
The nice ugly guy. And I'll never eat there again.
Which place was it?
Stamati's.
Don't go there.
The Greeks.
646-915-9228. I want to hear about people's worst restaurant stories. So last night after we left you, right? We went to a diner, right? And it was like the most ghetto diner I've
Which
been
diner?
In. It was a Clinton diner. That's like by the LIE in some really bad neighborhood. And we're sitting there and we're waiting for a car and we're ordering food. And there's this giant, I want to say Lebanese woman, maybe. Hmm. Don't really know exactly.
It's very regional specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, she might have been. Oh, I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I gotcha.
Sorry.
Can we introduce them? Or
we will. So we're waiting for, we ordered some gyros and we're going to take them, we're going to go with them. And there's a whole bunch of like really ghetto looking guys who like if we say the wrong thing they're gonna stab us. So we're just kind of shutting up and listening to what's going on. And the waitress is sitting at the bar talking to these guys like they're like you know family. And then all of a sudden it's quiet. And then she remind you she is the waitress. She's sitting there and all of a sudden in the absolute silence she goes. What does it mean when your hands are really itchy?
What?
What does it mean when your hands are really itchy? They've been itching me all day. And then she goes and gets our food and brings it over to us. It was just awful.
Ew.
I know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It means you have some kind of weird skin problem that you should not be working. It was pretty awful.
Oh.
On that note,
yeah,
I'd like to introduce our listeners out there.
What are you doing?
What
are you getting up for?
The headphones. We had a situation.
Were they working now?
Yeah, it's working.
Good. Everybody's good?
Aaron's got headphones, but I think Ryan doesn't.
Ryan doesn't.
So, but it's
really. Those were working. I checked them out. I thought.
No, you took yours off.
Yeah.
Well, here, let's
Well,
get
I
these.
Might want to use them.
No.
Everybody relax.
Okay.
646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what you think.
So we got.
What do we got in the studio?
We got Aaron Lavigny and Ryan Guerra.
Okay.
And you guys are like a dynamic duo. You guys are it's like two peas in a pod, you guys.
Yeah, it's like Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And do you guys want to start out with a song? You feel more comfortable doing that? What do you?
Oh yeah, whatever. We'll talk. We'll do a song. We'll do whatever you guys want to do because we're here for you. That's basically.
I love it. When's the next show that you're doing? And then when's the next show that you're doing?
I have zero shows booked at this point. I got asked to do a show on St. Patrick's Day. But I'm throwing a huge Irish breakfast / potluck,
uh-huh.
which I want people to know about.
Okay.
You're all invited.
Everyone.
You just got to bring a dish and give me a head count.
Okay.
But it's going to be sweet. That's Thursday. That's my next big gig right
That's
there.
The gig. That's the gig.
I mean, I play music all the time, but you know.
And then, Ryan Gary, you got something Tuesday?
Tuesday night at 11, I'm playing with our friends Pie Boys.
Oh.
At Rockwood Stage 2.
Stage 2. That's a nice stage. I like that stage. Now, you are, listen, I gotta sing this guy's praises. You broke your elbow in 8 places in a skateboard accident.
Yeah.
And you're back.
4 months ago.
I drove him to the hospital. It was insane.
You saw it. And I've seen the x-rays on Facebook. This guy mangled his arm, but you're playing again, which is great. It's a great, like, rehabilitative story.
How long did you break your arm?
It was 4 months ago.
Oh, my God.
Well, I have to say, you've been working so hard with the like the rehab. You look kind of buff. Like, you look good.
I've been working with
we're gonna get some
Mark Fisher. Mark Fisher.
Oh, Mark Fisher.
So he tells him to eat as much as possible. Like, he's 5,000 calories a day.
Yeah, Mark Fisher is a magician.
So were you in a cast? Or they give you one of those like air casts.
I had a brace that I had to wear for a while, but about 2 or 3 weeks after the surgery, I was out and just trying to move it and get the motion back in it.
Very good. But isn't it weird though that today, this day and age, you don't see any more casts?
Yeah.
Like somehow along the way from when we were kids, we used to get casts. Somehow they disappeared.
Remember when you couldn't get the cast? I never had a cast. I never broke anything like that. But remember when you couldn't get the cast wet?
Yeah.
And then they came out with the cast you could go swimming in. So there's all these kids like in cast in the pool. I'm like, how are they in the pool? By then I was 13 and way too
right. But somewhere along the way, they made a huge advancement in casts where broken bones, you can do pretty much anything you want now with them.
I still and you can't see even see casts.
It. Really? I haven't seen a cast in years.
I haven't broken any bones.
Sure.
On wood.
I haven't either.
So I'd say let's do something.
Yeah,
let's
make
you guys were rehearsing the shit out of it in my bedroom.
We had to run over it. We didn't see each other until, well, we left each other's company about 4 o'clock in the morning last night.
Oh, man.
So, and Garrett was working all day, and I had a pretty productive day, too. So we'll talk about that later, though.
So what are we going to hear? What's this?
This is a new tune. There's no name for it yet. I think we're going to call it Luckiest Day 2 for now. I have a song called Luckiest Day, and this one kind of has similar chords to it, so...
Nice.
Beautiful.
So it goes like this. Listen to your heart and not to your head. Listen to your heart. Listen instead. Just take your time to notice. And I'll do my best to show this. I know it's never easy, but trust me, come on, see me. Who I am and what I'm gonna be. I question everything these days, every single point they raise. But I know I never needed someone the way that I need you. I know I never needed someone, baby. Been searching in my soul, been searching for days and days, and what do I know? I'm back on that same page, but feel your body next to mine. Baby, stay close this time. It's never easy, but trust and come on, see me.
No.
Nice work, guys. Nice.
I don't know what they did in that bedroom, but it sounds pretty good.
Was
I don't need
to
know either.
Lots of Magic.
What was the name of that song? Lots of Magic?
Lots of Magic. I kind of like that.
Lots of magic. Yes.
Lots of Magic. Sweet. All right.
All right. You saw it here. Noah was singing along.
Yeah.
He was
man, that cat. Look how big he is.
He's grooving hard, yeah.
He's such a mascot, though.
So, Tuesday, Ryan Guerra, Pie Boys Flat.
Pie Boys
at
Flat.
At Rockwood Stage 2. And Thursday, which is St. Paddy's Day, we got the Irish Breakfast.
Is that this Thursday?
Yeah.
Really?
St. Paddy's Day.
How come it seems like it's been going on for weeks?
Why do the Irish love St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know. They had something today, like a parade today, right, or something?
Yeah, there was a parade today. Yeah.
Freaking Jersey.
We really milk something that has nothing to do with us. Yeah. We know how to do that well.
I'm quarter Irish.
Because you can drink.
Oh, quarter boy. Irish and I party like I'm 100%.
646-915-922. What is it? 646-915-9228.
9228. Did you just put on some Listerine?
No.
It smells very minty.
That's the way I roll. I just aura of mint.
You're emanating mint right
aura
now.
Aura of mint. Oh, so last night we lost an hour.
We did.
Everybody I feel like they steal it from me. They steal that hour away from me. You know, and like, sure we lose an hour of sleep, but like, what would you do with an hour? What would really like, if you had that hour back, would you waste it?
Facebook.
You would be Facebook.
YouTube.
I'd probably be on Facebook.
Cat videos on YouTube.
What's Facebook?
What is that thing?
I don't have Facebook.
I think I'd watch X-Files. I've been really into X-Files lately on Netflix.
I'm pretty grateful to get that hour back, actually, you know? I mean, I like to ride my bike and stuff.
Well, it is nice to get
warm. It's gonna be great.
Sunnier out again.
In the spring is awesome.
You're an avid biker, aren't you?
I just love being outside. Yeah, anything like that. So, thanks. Yeah.
I do want to know. I want to ask the listeners at home. Somebody text us, call us. How do we sound? I'm trying to like reach out there. I want to make sure that we are broadcasting good. Well,
broadcasting good.
That we're broadcasting as good as
Gooder
we speak.
Than you are. Yeah, right. So, avid biker and I guess Ryan, you're probably not skateboarding anymore, are you?
Not yet.
Not yet. You want to get back in the saddle again?
Yeah, I'll be padding up this time though.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you get mad at yourself for not wearing like the proper protective gear, or you just?
Yeah, I mean it was a wake up call. So now I know to be careful.
Yeah, it was just a bummer. I mean, you were going, 80 feet? You were going three houses down from one driveway to the next.
Oh, that's the worst.
Just hit a crack and just fell, you know?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Bad ball.
So let's talk about the music scene in Astoria. Whatever happened to those jokers over at the Astoria Music Now? Astoria Music Festival? What was that?
The amp.
Whatever happened with those jokers? Who's leading that?
Those jokers kind of decided to go tour everywhere and keep Astoria the base and branch out as much as possible. I mean, we were part of it, clearly we still are, but it's we've been touring since July. We got done around October, November or something, I guess. And we've been kind of trying to spread it elsewhere. I know that Pie Boys Flat's been working on their album, getting that finished up, and Two Thirds Goat's been touring recently. And
right.
TJ Moss is out in California right now, and all these groups.
Living the dream. Those guys are busking out there.
They're busking.
They are busking. Yeah.
They are really living out of
a van.
They're
busking their balls out there.
There you go.
Busking their balls.
Busking their balls.
I like it.
So what is the next thing? I mean, because obviously, you know, we've got a ton of musicians in Astoria. Yep. What makes us different? Because right now I'm feeling there's a good vibe with Astoria music right now.
You're feeling that.
I'm feeling it. What makes us different? Because I look around and all of our friends are pretty talented musicians. Mm-hmm. Anytime I want to go see somebody in a show, I could go see them. Shameless plug. Ryan Guerra.
Mm-hmm. Pie Boys Flat.
Tuesday. Rockwood Stage 2.
They played last night, right?
They did play last night at the old Pig and Whistle. Mm-hmm.
The old Pig and Whistle in Manhattan.
It was a classy show.
Was it full of like Murray Hill sluts or?
Whoa!
No sluts from Murray Hill there.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
it was a lot of it was fine. It was a good time.
No.
It was good to see Pie Boys in there jamming again. It's been a long time.
They're back in the habit, man. They played the Keys the other night. That was a good show.
Yeah.
The Quays.
The Keys.
The Quays. One of the dirtiest shows I've ever played, ever, by the way. Rowdy, I love that place.
It is rowdy. I've seen a few...
You got lifted off of your feet in the crowd, didn't you?
I got crowd surfed.
Really?
Yeah, it was intense. I almost hit my head on the ceiling and the lights and stuff. It was nuts. It was wow.
I like that the Keys has that padding at the bottom of the staircase.
Oh, yeah.
So for the people that fall down the stairs.
And it's not even just at the bottom of the staircase. It's the whole wall.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, it's like a foot thick and it's the whole damn wall when you get down the stairs. It's pretty amazing.
It is a steep staircase. staircase, though. I mean, it's there for a reason. You know, they probably had so many people fall down those stairs into that wall.
There tend to be a lot of drunk people there.
The keys.
You want to hit us with something again?
Yeah, man.
I'm having a little trouble speaking.
You are.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Do you want One Track Mind?
One Track Mind? A song called One Track Mind that we have on our CD. We have a CD, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we get the... All right. I want a signed CD that we can give away as a gift.
Perfect.
After you guys finish this song...
Absolutely.
What's a trivia question? Give me a trivia question.
Involving the band? Involving what?
Involving the band.
Oh, my gosh. It depends on who knows us. We're kind of nobodies,
Yeah, well, no.
I don't know if we're going to be...
Maybe it should be a broader...
Here's the question I'm going to ask our listeners. How many different instruments does Ryan Guerra play? All right? And I know it seems like I'm sticking my...
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know it seems like I'm sticking my nose up your ass right now, but I am. Because I love you, dude.
I am. Where Dave just left.
He just left.
Where's Dave gone?
I don't know, but
I think he finally just had it.
Yeah,
he's gone.
He quit. He told me he was quitting.
So I think he wanted to see if I could do this by myself.
Well, he had his finger up like this, and the middle finger.
The middle one. Yeah.
No.
That's weird.
So this is what is this?
It's called One Track.
One Track Mind. Okay.
It's an acoustic version, a chill version. We're gonna do it for you.
Beautiful.
Again. Give a little test on that violin.
Sure.
Switching up the instruments.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
Branches blowing up, the sky falls down. Look, the feeling all around, sunshine. And I know you're mine. It reminds me of the place I wanna be. Where all I see is your sunshine. And I know you're mine. With all this hocus pocus. Oh, come on, babe, let's focus at the task at hand. And I might be the man who's a sucker for you. But are you a sucker for me too? Cause I can't take it, I can't wait for it. You have found my one-track mind. I love everything you tell me. Yes, I love all these words they flow right through me. Secrets kept in secrets, told many secrets to get in old without you. I got no one to tell, so I'll leave my heart on my sleeve so you can find it. But baby, just remind it that it's you. Who puts the fear of God in me? Me and God were here in our acts, you see. No more force to do things the way I see. So you're the best of me. I can't take it, I can't wait for it. You have found my one track mind. I love everything you tell me. Yes, I love all these words that flow right through me. I'm alive. I'm thanking you for the sunshine. Here comes the rain, it's falling down on me. I better run for shelter. Me. It gets me so high, so high, so high. Everything around us is like sunshine. Thank God you're mine.
Nice work, guys.
Nice guys.
You guys are.
So, do you guys have any kind of CD done?
We do.
We were talking about this as you left the studio.
I left the studio. All right, let's get into that for a second.
Threw your headphones and walked
through them and walked out. I was like, fuck this place, I'm out of here. So before, I got some feedback that I was talking to Plan B McGee over here about getting you a flask.
Uh-huh.
And then I got his feedback. What did you get him, you jerk? Right? So then I remembered that I did get you something, and I left it in my car. So here's my bag of gift for you.
Aww. It's so nicely wrapped.
A plastic bag.
The plastic bag.
Look
at those, huh? Take them out and jingle them around.
This is awesome.
Take them out and jingle them around.
I thought it was nunchucks at first.
That would have been even better.
I was like, nunchucks?
Ooh.
Oh, classic.
Dude, this is kind of nice.
Right?
Good for outside, right?
And then I got you something else in that little bag.
It's mahogany, right?
This is the sweetest little gift exchange ever. Like the most.
Put it up to the microphone. Jingle that thing around. Oh, that's nice.
That is nice.
Nice.
Put this over there.
And then the other thing I got you.
Oh.
I got you a giant sized comb.
Sweet. It's like a Pee Wee Herman comb. I love it.
Take a picture of it. All right. So the other, you like that over there?
Thank you, guys.
There you go. All right. So the other, so you guys have a CD. I told him to tell you to bring one, but I want to get one from you guys signed, and I want to give one out to the next caller. But the next caller's got to be able to answer the, do you know what I sent you before?
Yes.
I want you
to read this.
Give me a read, but hold on one second. Gotta find something.
So we're not doing the quiz question that you just set.
No, we're gonna set something else up because
the answer is 19, incidentally. He plays 19 instruments.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah. We set a question when you were gone.
I was out of the door. But I think right now we'll take whoever calls.
Yeah, all right, I'm turned up. Just get the caller.
So
we'll give
him
a CD.
Here it is.
Giggles. Poetry Corner.
So you have something I sent to you, and it's a song.
Okay.
And I want someone to call up and tell me what song it is after you read it in like a poetry way.
Oh.
So here it is again.
Poetry Corner.
I like that.
Giggles. Poetry Corner.
Wow, that's good.
That's right. Wasn't just saxophone.
That's right. It's like poetry. We're all snapping around. All right, so give me the poetry. Let's read by you.
Yes.
And they got to guess who the band and the song is.
Okay.
Wait, I have to guess?
No, the someone who calls.
Callers, just hold on.
All right, put me on the spot.
And then they win your CD signed.
Cool. Absolutely. Yeah, we brought some, so.
If you get it, you get a CD signed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, go ahead.
Five boxes of them.
You don't need money. Don't take no... Wait. What? Why am I like...
Hold on. I already know it.
You don't need money. Don't take no fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden. And it's cruel sometimes. But it might just save your life.
Giggles. Poetry. Corner.
It was good.
That was really well read. I think we got a caller. Let's see if they can answer it. Caller, you're on the air.
That's TJ Mess.
Yes, TJ Mess calling from California.
What's happening, buddy? Sounds like he's got on some speakerphone. What's going on, buddy?
It has been too long.
Way too long.
Way too long. What's going on? How you been?
I've been good. We're in California.
Sweet.
With my band, the Yes Team, Jonathan Walsh and Kenny Guy.
Uh-huh.
And we just heard the most lovely rendition of one of our favorite artists, Aaron Lavigne.
It sounds good, right?
Yeah. It lifted our spirits just right off the ground.
TJ, I have the next song is for you, by the way, but you already have a CD, right? Or like 20? I think Kenny has 20 still in her little duffel bag. Leftover from tour.
You know, I have the answer to that question, by the way.
Yes, okay, go for it. Yes, answer.
That's The Power of Love by Hugh.
That is The Power of Love.
Hey, there's a CD winging its way to California right now, signed by Aaron Lavigne.
So TJ.
TJ's actually on my CD. Seriously, TJ is on my CD.
So you're saying he might have a copy already? Oh my god.
Jeez. Blowing right, speakers
up. Let's take it down, though.
All right, so TJ, I got a question for you. We all want to know. Can you hear me?
We had a whole bunch of callers, and they all hung up because you got the answer right.
Wow.
So, TJ, I got a question for you. You guys are out there busking, living the dream, living in the van. What's the average amount of money?
Turn it up a little bit so we can get a little power of love.
Can he hear? I want to make sure he can hear us. What's the average amount of money that you guys make a day playing out there in the streets? What's a good day for you guys?
A good day. We had one good day where we almost made $100 in
nice.
2 hours.
Nice.
But we usually make between like 40 and 50. Hopefully it's enough to put some gas in the tank.
Gotcha.
Buy us a bean and cheese burrito.
Right.
Check.
Now, what's the next show that you guys are playing? You guys updating it on Facebook? But where can we see? If we're out in California, in San Diego, right? Where can we see you guys next?
We're actually going, we're doing an open mic tonight.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Most of what we're doing is open mics. We have shows and we can book them, but it's like New York. You don't want to play too many of the shows where people have to pay and come out and everything. But we had one last night. We played for pizza and wine.
Nice.
Nice.
Awesome. We're playing in L.A. one more time before we go. That's March 29th at the Mint.
Nice.
We're around San Diego. We're basically here for the rest of this month. And we're going to do a month-long tour for April and go down to Austin and then work our way back up in New York for May.
Hey-o.
Nice. Now, the question I think everybody wants to ask, is TJ Moss Band no more? Has it moved into the Yes Team? Is this a new entity? Is this a new...
It's a new era.
I try not to keep labels on myself. So like it's just whatever. I'm also in a band called Salty Spot with that guy you're sitting with. So
Salty Spot.
I just want to make music, and this happens to be working really well right here at this time of my life.
I like it. And you know what? I'm seeing pictures of you guys. I'm seeing pictures of you guys, and there's smiles ear to ear. So you guys look like you're living the dream. I'm a little jealous. But you know what? I'm going to have to live vicariously through you guys.
Rock it out there, TJ.
Come join us at some point.
Maybe I will. Hey, sounds tempting.
So, TJ, I got one quick question before you go. Did you give up anything for Lent?
No, I didn't know. When you live in a purple van, that's basically all you do all the time.
So you gave up a house without wheels. Fair enough.
That's really wow.
We gave up food.
You're so devout.
Not really. We're eating.
You better be eating.
I like it. Well, thanks.
The answer is no. I probably should. I'll try to get caught up with that.
Nice. All right, well, so TJ, when you come back, we're going to get you in the studio, all right?
Oh, yeah.
TJ, I miss you.
It's good to hear you, bro. You guys keep killing it out there.
Yeah, I didn't get to see you when you were here. I miss you.
You're a good man, TJ. We'll
give me that $33.
We will talk to you next time around, buddy.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Good times. We had a bunch of other callers, and I think we have many. Did you guys bring a bunch of CDs?
We have a few CDs.
How many CDs did you bring?
We have 50,000. We have five
here right now.
So we got five. We got four more to give out. Yep. Call in, and we'll give them to you.
Yeah,
bang.
That's all it takes.
And if you can guess another musical instrument that he plays, that'd be even
better. Let's do some more trivia. I like the trivia. I think it's worth the CD, right?
All right, it's worth the CD. So give us a question about yourselves. Oh. We'll see if they can answer it.
I got a question for the next caller.
All right.
What states are these two musicians from? Ryan Guerra and Aaron Lavigne.
All right. I always... the word.
It's a good question.
Drawer. Say it for me.
Drawer.
All right. So there's a good indication of where he's from. I feel like that's like probably the word that defines where you're from.
Soda or pop?
Pop. Where I'm from. Where I'm from.
That's big. That's big.
I don't say it, but we know that.
That's big.
We know what we're getting into.
Crayon or crown?
No.
What
neither,
is it?
Neither.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
She sounds hot.
She does.
Hi.
She also sounds 13. Who is this?
It's Sheila.
Sheila.
Oh, Sheila, what's going on?
She's so
hey,
fishy.
Sheila. Sheila, what's going on?
Well, she is hot. You got that right.
What's going on, guys?
All right, Sheila.
You just won a CD.
You just won.
Just by calling.
Just by calling in.
She has to answer the questions first.
True. Can you answer the question about where they're from? And turn down your radio.
From Cincinnati, Ohio.
Turn down your radio.
Turn the computer.
Sheila.
I'm from Texas.
Good.
Nice.
She wins a CD. I like it. She wins a CD. All right. Also, for winning a CD, I also want to say at dinner last night. We were at dinner last night, and then we got two microphones in front of us, and we started, like, doing this wrap-off, and I think I took it a little too far.
Oh, that was so rough.
They got nasty.
I saw a microphone, and I saw Dave from the other side of the room looking at me like, I'm going to make those microphones work for you. And I was just like, we're going to wrap-off.
We're going to wrap-off. And I took the wrap-off a little too far.
Called her fat.
I didn't mean it. I didn't mean what I said. So do you accept my apology?
I feel like I can't really hear you guys unless I turn up my radio.
Fair enough. Can you hear us? Can you hear us at all right now?
How about now?
How about now?
I turn my radio up. Does that mess up your groove over there?
It might. Yes. Who knows?
No, it doesn't mess us up, but there's a delay on you. Oh, well, I guess because we hear it through the phone.
We hear you. So do you accept my apology, Sheila?
Yeah, that's awesome, yes.
No, she doesn't accept your apology.
She doesn't. I think she's a little confused right
now. Hung up.
There's a language barrier here.
Language barrier. Sheila.
Yeah.
What's going on? Tell us what's going on out there.
What's going on? We're hanging out. It's Sunday. We're just chilling.
You got a couple girls over there?
And listen to the world famous Giggle Show.
It is the Giggle Show.
The Dave and Giggle Show.
There it is.
The Dave and Giggle Show.
I love it.
Actually, just listen to the first time that I was on the show.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was a really good time. Hey, thanks for plugging our show on Facebook. I really appreciate that.
She did?
No.
They do it every time.
And then she said she did. That's hilarious. Sheila, all right, you just won yourself a CD. Do you have a question for the boys who are in studio today?
Not really. No. You sound awesome.
All right,
good. That's
thanks,
all we
Sheila.
Need.
All right, I like it. So, Sheila, for you, if you know these boys, do you have a song that you want them to play for you?
Donkey Snake for everybody.
Yep. Ooh, that was my suggestion too.
All right. Well, then it's going to happen. We're going to hang up on you. Thanks for calling, Sheila. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
And then we're going to take this one more call.
And then we're going
to call you're on the air.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
This is Mags.
Mags, what's going on, Mags?
Mags?
Nothing. First time caller, and I was listening, and I love Free Things.
Mags!
Mags gets a CD. It's
she lives
Best
on Emily Lane in Virginia.
Penny Lane?
Emily Lane.
Wow. Are you, like, at my house? How do you know that?
I don't think you can ask her a question about Aaron and Ryan.
No, not about us.
So I'll ask the question.
She's pretty ridiculous at trivia. Just don't even
you
try.
Could.
I just raised my hand.
But I probably didn't know the answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us.
I know one of their roommates.
Yeah.
Nice. Mags, I need you to listen to me very, very carefully. Tell us, because we got Plan B McGee in studio. Tell us about that time that you first. What was your first impression of Plan B McGee? Because you guys
have ever made out
with
her.
And have you ever made out with her? It's a two-part question.
Two-parter.
I believe that at one time in college, there was a guy who we told him that we would kiss if he would give us his pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, we did. We did make out, didn't we?
So you made out with some dude for a pack of cigarettes?
No, we made out with each other for a pack of cigarettes.
Oh.
I like that.
We made out with each other for a pack of cigarettes.
How long is a make out worth for a pack of cigarettes?
Well, here's the deal. Like, about, 3 seconds into it, he was like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever, and, ran off. It didn't give us a cigarette.
What an a-hole.
That's pretty hilarious.
You can't get them too excited or they forget what they've promised.
The shirt wasn't long enough, and... couldn't really hide his excitement. He like dashed off and.
No, he got a little excited.
Jeez.
It's gonna happen. I love it, Mags. I love it. Thanks for listening. We're going to let these boys...
there was a two-part question.
Oh, two-part question. Go ahead. What's the second part of the question?
I don't know. Was it?
It was, where did you meet?
The first impression of Plan B McGee.
Plan B McGee.
My first impression, like, when we were, like,
12?
Yeah,
that's a really long time.
Yeah, what was Plan B like at 12?
Did you guys used to have pillow fights in your underwear? That's the question.
We have!
Awkward and funny and pretty much exactly how she is now, but awkward.
Nice.
More awkward.
Even
that's hilarious.
More awkwardness.
I love
like it. This, more awkward.
There was a time when me, Mags, and our friend Ashley bought matching pajama underwear from Walmart and had a pillow fight.
That's not for public. That's not radio content.
The pictures aren't for public use.
How old were you guys?
I was a junior in high school. She was a senior.
So you guys are underage.
Oh, totally.
So is it wrong to think that that's hot or no? That's the question.
I don't know if it was hot. Is it wrong to think that's hot? Because we were underage.
Depends. Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, there are pictures somewhere, but I don't. You have them, right?
All right, Mags.
All right, we gotta let her go.
Thank you for calling in. I know you gotta.
I haven't talked to her in a long time.
You can give her a call a little later.
Yeah.
Mags,
I'll
you.
Emily next time.
I love it. We're gonna get you a CD. We're gonna have Mike send you a CD. It was signed by our boys here, Aaron. And once you guys give a, we're gonna let Mags go. Thanks for calling. Keep listening.
Thanks.
We love you.
I will too.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, guys.
And why don't you give us all your information, because I also got a couple emails saying that I love the guys in studio.
Nice.
But you're not saying their name enough, so I don't know who they are.
Okay.
So why don't you give us that?
Sure. Yeah, we have we're on iTunes. And we have a website called AaronLavigne.net. AaronLavigne, like Avril Lavigne. We released a CD in August, and it's pretty fun. And we play music and travel and enjoy life, living, art, music.
Mm. I think we have two CDs left. We can give two out after this phone call. Think of another question.
Yeah.
So that when you come back after the song, we'll ask it, and then we'll give out two more CDs.
Rock and roll, man.
So this song.
Are we playing a song?
We're gonna play a song.
What should we play?
I don't know.
What
do you guys want to play?
If you want to play the donkey song.
The donkey song.
The donkey now.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Got back from an underground meeting, a secret society. Hey, the downtown crowd is a secret clan with a fucking donkey. Yeah, this is the story of the downtown crowd, of the donkey, the banker, the fucking donkey spanker. And the donkey says, yeah, it's the downtown crowd. It's the donkey, the banger, the fucking donkey spanker. And the donkey says, come on, it's the downtown crowd. And now the donkey's out of rehab with bills to pay. He's got so many bills to pay. Hey, banker, could you show me the way? Ooh, the filthy banker agrees. But before they proceed, I got a little bit of FYI for you. I'm a donkey spanker too. What's it to with the donkey, the banker, the fucking donkey spanker. And the donkey says, yeah, it's the downtown crowd. It's the donkey, the banker, the fucking donkey spanker. And the donkey says, come on, it's the downtown crowd. It's the downtown crowd. Ooh, oh, ah, ah, ooh, ha, 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 ha,
Joggins, we got Jiggins, we got the Jog Box, we got Gus Chiggins, the doggie says, come on, it's the downtown crowd. Spank the doggie, spank the monkey, spank the funky, spank the donkey, spank my body, spank a hottie, spank my mommy, here's Bacardi, skeet skeet donkey, the banger, oh, fucking donkey spanker, and the donkey says, yeah. It's the downtown crowd. It's the donkey, the banker, oh, fucking donkey spanker, and the donkey says, come on. It's the downtown crowd. Whoa, it's a donkey and a banker. Yeah, oh, it's a donkey spanker. The donkey says, what did he do? It's the downtown crowd. One, two, three, four, the donkey, the banker, oh. The fucking donkey spanker, the donkey says, what did he do? It's the downtown crowd, yes it is, it's the donkey and the banker. The filthy donkey spanker, the donkey says, what did he do? It's the downtown crowd.
Yes. Nice work, nice work.
Excellent, excellent.
A classic, a Lavigne classic.
Classic. And listen, for anybody who's listening, all if right. you got a band and you want to come on our show, sure. just give us a shout. DaveandGiggles@gmail.com.
Boom.
And two more CDs to give out.
Two
so
more CDs.
Call
and
in.
I got a question. What's I got a question got a that question? They can answer.
Go for it.
On, I played it at the beginning of the show, that song. Mm. On the beginning of that song, which member of his family gives a call to him about the donkeys?
Oh, that's a good question.
So, if you heard at the beginning of the radio show,
the voicemail,
you'll know. Yeah. The voice.
Although,
the
if
voice
you're calling to win a CD, presumably you haven't heard the CD.
But I did play it at the beginning of the show. So, yeah, they should know. Is that what you're going to play? I got the power.
You can always count on Giggles.
So, we have 5 more minutes. We have the option to extend to 10:30, but I'm just worried. We got to get a studio.
Less is more.
You do got to get a studio.
Because the neighbors, I want to make sure the neighbors, you know, I think they work. Unlike me, they work in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So I think they might have to get to bed. But that brings me to this next topic.
Okay,
nosy neighbors. Nosy neighbors.
Nosy neighbors.
It seems like everywhere I go, I'm going to turn this down a little bit. Yeah. Right. Everywhere I live, I have a neighbor that lives next door to me, under me. It's just an old lady.
An eye out on you.
Like,
that really hairy eyeball wants to know what's going on.
Looks, I mean, do you guys have this experience?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was.
We have good neighbors in our building.
Yeah.
We have a terrible landlord and a terrible devil dog that lives next to us.
Oh, that damn dog. Oh, I hear that dog.
You know, you hear the dog now by that, too. It's so horrible.
I'm the biggest dog lover ever. Like, that's another thing. Can I plug something real quick?
Yeah, plug it.
I am willing to watch someone's dog for, you know, possibly a few hours at a time. Especially if you
have
to leave town.
Couple days at a time.
Possibly, actually, a couple days at a time as well. I just want to play with it. If it's a big dog, I'll wrestle with it. If it's a small dog, I'll wrestle even harder with it.
I don't know.
I need to have a little dog in my life. If you got a dog, my name's Aaron Lavigne. I'm on Facebook and other spots. Please hit me up. I want to play with that beast.
He wants to play with a dog.
I want to tame that beast, okay? Just throw it out there.
So you're looking for a little work.
A little odd, but
looking for a little work. Yeah. Not even work. It's free.
No, he wants to play with a dog.
I just really want to play with it.
See, that sounds...
And just have a dog, you know.
Yeah, if you're a dog lover, that's fine.
If you're a dog lover, just play with the dog.
I haven't been around one in a while, and it's getting to the point where...
Well, go play with the dog outside our window.
It's like a niece or nephew, you know? If you have like a friend with a kid, you go over there and play with the kid, and then when it starts crying or it shits itself, you're like, peace out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You just kind of...
I think there was actually talks about a rumor that was spread last night by some people about you, that you were going to have a kid.
Really?
If you ever got any, like, congratulations last night, there was rumors spread just for fun.
Freaking downtown. I know that kid.
Yeah, dude, downtown crowd kid.
Downtown crowd. Ugh. The rumor mill.
I used to have a neighbor. What are you playing over there?
Guess this. Guess the who's speaking.
What will go down in history.
MLK.
You got it. Good one.
So I used to have a neighbor
serious?
Who was an ex-cop. Right? And he was an ex-cop. So if I was playing music loud, he would call the cops on me all the time.
Wow.
He was like, he would, on a dime, call the cops on me.
What a jerk.
So I had the cops come all the time. But there was one time when I was playing music, and I used to have a neighbor who was, like, super careless and would leave the door open. And I was taking a shower, and I had some music on. It really wasn't even that loud. But when I came out, I was in my robe, and he walked into my apartment, and it, because the doors were open, and he walked in, and he was like, "This music is too loud." I was like, "What are you doing in my house?"
That's ridiculous.
I was like, "Get the fuck out of my house before I call the cops and have you arrested."
Yeah.
And he just started yelling at me. I was like, "Are you serious? You're in my house and you're yelling at me?"
Oh my god.
The guy was the worst guy in the world.
Douchebag.
Oh, worst douchebags.
What a jerk.
All right, what do you got over there?
You guys
bad roommates. 646-915-9.
We got two more CDs.
You can
call and hang up. You can call and say you guys are a bunch of jerks.
Wait, so
we'll send you a CD.
You just get a CD for calling?
Yeah.
Is that easy? Really now?
You gotta answer a question.
Lowered the bar.
You gotta answer a question.
You do.
I got a question.
All right.
What is my favorite band of all time? That's the question.
It's a good one.
And it goes back to the
I don't even
60s.
Know that question. Oh, wait. Yeah. It's really obvious.
Hold on. Let me see if I can do a. I think it's this one.
Not quite. But next caller might have it correct.
Might have it.
This is for all the guys out there.
Don't let Giggles just surf YouTube during the shows.
I know, right?
This is so dangerous.
Here's a question that I had. I was talking to someone the other day, and we were just talking about the dogs. And, like, I just want to play with the dog. And then you were like, it's like a niece or a nephew. Could you raise someone else's kid?
Good topic. So you dated a girl with a kid, and it's like, she's
could
got
you
a kid.
Date so, or raise someone else's kid? We're gonna go to a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, what's going on?
You get a CD.
What's up? Who is this?
I bet it's.
It's Sheila.
She wants another CD.
What up, Sheila?
How many CDs you want, woman?
Sheila, you can sneak into my house and have them for free.
What do you want, Sheila?
She answered the question.
What was the question?
What your favorite band is.
Oh, what's the answer?
She likes to call, I guess.
The Beatles. You guys love the Beatles. I saw a video that you guys in the Beatles thing. Somebody who did Dustin edited.
Yeah, we did.
Did we say the Beatles is not it? It's not the Beatles and it's not the Beach Boys.
Oh no! It is the Beatles.
It's the Beatles. We're
all right. Go ahead.
The Beatles.
No.
I have a question for Aaron.
Yo, I'm here.
Is Paul McCartney dead?
What?
Paul is dead. Paul is not dead.
It was rumored
hardcore that was nice. That was nicely.
Did
planted.
You have you
like
seen
guys, Sheila's still on
the movie?
Air.
Paul McCartney is really dead.
No,
the last
that movie was so terrible. I saw 20 minutes of it and I was like, this is garbage.
Watch it.
It's bad, huh?
It's I found it very intriguing. I don't think he really is dead, but
you know what?
There's a lot of good evidence.
I did
that
watch Magical Mystery Tour though a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
and that's real creepy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm talking about. Paul's like he's the wall.
As a Beatles fan, I found it really interesting because they go through if it were true, like I don't think it's true. I don't think Paul McCartney is dead. Yes.
Yeah.
Why are we letting her
interrupt us?
She's
still here.
Mania.
What?
You like having Beatles debates? I like it.
I know. I love having Beatles debates, and I'll fight you on it all the time because Sheila is the biggest Paul McCartney fan. I know.
I can't pick favorites.
No, you can't.
All right, Sheila, for you, we're gonna get.
You try to get me when I'm down. You try to get me when I've had
drinks. She loves to talk.
I know. Yeah, we always do.
We gotta get her back on the show, Sheila. We're gonna let you go for the second time tonight.
All right, Sheila. We'll talk to you later.
You know.
So I'm just saying to Aaron and everyone out there listening. Don't bring me down.
Don't bring me down. Can we do a little Beatles cover?
I would say watch. Paul McCartney's really dead.
Yeah,
the Last Testament of George Harrison. It's very interesting. As a Beatles fan, you'll either find it funny or you'll find it intriguing.
Yeah.
One way or another, it's very, it's Beatles. Everyone likes the Beatles.
If I ask you a question, could you give me the answer? What's your favorite Beatles song and could you play it right here? Ooh, putting them on the spot. Hot topic.
I mean, you were just playing Don't Bring Me. I mean, if you guys could play that song, I'd love it.
We could play that one, or we could do. I don't know. You can't ask me what my favorite Beatles song is.
I mean, if you could play that one.
I could give you like three albums where it's like, well,
these are my three top albums.
I mean, you guys are just really rocking that one, and I was feeling it.
Yeah,
if you guys could play that one, maybe I might even join in singing.
I'll offer some backing vocals.
You do that one?
Yeah. All right, we're going to end the show on this.
Yeah, good one.
Thank you for the attention tonight. We love you all so much. Plan B McGee, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And
thanks to Mrs. Giggles for letting us do the show in the studio.
Thanks, Mrs. Giggles.
And being for such a trooper last night.
Yeah.
Such a trooper.
You're always a trooper when you drink with Giggles.
That's true.
All right, boys. Give out your information before...
Aaron Lavinier.
My name's Aaron Lavinier. We have a CD. It's called The Downtown Crowd. We're on iTunes. We're on Facebook. We have a MySpace, but I've never checked it in like 2 years.
It happens.
But we're pretty groovy, and you should check us out. And we'll be playing around New York City for the next few months. We're going on tour again in May to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. And then we got some major moves planned for the end of the summer. And you're just going to have to stay involved and keep in the loop on that. We have a mailing list on our website, aaronlavinier.net, so check it out.
This beautiful.
This is a Beatles song here.
Nobody ever really loved me the way
For being in the studio.
Thanks for having us, guys.
No problem. Glad you guys have fun. What's going over there?
Audio.
Sorry.
Killing me. All right. We have anything coming up this next week?
We're going to do a show on Sunday. We're going to get another musical guest. Maybe a comedian.
Maybe
Tim Dunn will show his face.
Maybe we'll do a bunch of things. Bring in some peeps. Right. Let's get a studio, huh?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
We'll do a after St. Patty's Day show. Oh, and boy, maybe we'll have
maybe next week we'll talk about the worst holidays of the year.
I like it. On-air production meetings. Hey, listen, I want to extend a big heartfelt thanks to Aaron and Ryan for coming in to studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Guys. It was awesome.
All right, boys and girls.
And we'll see you next Sunday night from 9 to 10.
Have a good week.
Have a really good week.
Talking to you.
Oh, me?
Well, no, I was just talking to our fans. But talking to you again, to the fans. You have a good night. Ems McGee, you want you're in. No, it's too bad. I came back in.
No, I came back.
And now I need you to plug what you wanted to plug that I told you you could plug, and then I forgot.
I forgot my shameless plug.
What is it?
From the Fire, the new dramatic musical by Elizabeth Swerdis. I need some fire music in the background, fire songs. It's running at the Judson Memorial Church from March 23rd to March 27th. And it's going to be great. And I play a cool lady.
I love it.
Right, I'll plug more next week.
Next week we'll talk more about it. Maybe we'll do a little production on it. We'll get a little fire going in the background.
We should get. We can get clips of the songs.
Exactly. All right, boys and girls. Good night.
Night.
Living on songs that Doodly-doo.